Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with another question from one of our listeners, a question on the subject of prayer. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul urges believers to, quote, pray without ceasing. It's a tall order, isn't it? That command causes many Christians to despair of ever enjoying a successful prayer life. I mean, who can pray all the time? Well, John, shed some light for us on the call to pray without ceasing.
It reminds me of a group of Pharisees that existed around the time of our Lord, and they were known as the bruised and bleeding Pharisees because they went around praying all the time and kept running into walls and buildings and silly, really. That is not what pray without ceasing means. What it essentially means is constantly, at all times, maintain an attitude of prayer. I've often explained prayer as spiritual breathing. You can't live without breathing. And if you're alive, you breathe. You are forced. The pressure around you forces itself upon your lungs, and you bring in air. Prayer is spiritual breathing. It is simply living at all times in the presence of God. It is seeing life and experiencing life in an attitude of communion with God, so that everything that happens rises as a petition or rises as a praise or becomes a cause for intercession. Praying without ceasing simply means you live your life and you live out the experiences of your life with a constant, close connection to the Lord, and you're drawn into His presence through everything.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.